Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me, and then connected via the web, we have Casey the Tobacco Nut, Barry the Bugger, and Vinny Two Tanks, rounding out the crew as the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad. All right, so Barry and I, however, were at the Miami Boat Show last Sunday, and we found this product called the Lobster Slapper. And I just showed it to CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Casey and Vinny could see the closed caption video. You could see this on Facebook Live as well. But I thought it was a pretty ingenious idea. Ray from the Lobster Slapper organization, I guess, is on Scuba Radio. You're down at the Nautical Flea Market down in Isla Mirada. Is that where it's going on?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Come on down and get slapped, guys. That's our slogan.
All
get
right. Slapped. There you go. You can get slapped.
Lobster Slapper.
All right. And you know, the thing is, you know, we've used lobster tickle sticks, not only in the water, but in the bedroom. I guess you could apply this to the lobster slapper, too. Is that
you
right?
Do it. Yes, you can. You can do it. You can measure whatever you want with it. It's, yeah.
Might want to wash your hands, Greg.
Maybe. Yeah. Okay. But let's try to describe this properly, Ray. Idea was like a slap bracelet kind of.
It's a slap bracelet like when you were kids. It's the old slap bracelets, and it was kind of evolved. Because I got tired of losing my lobster gauges.
Yeah.
And the water police down here require you to have your lobster gauge with you at all times. And I kept losing it. And, you know, so I'm like, there's got to be a way to keep it with you at all times. So I was like, we got to get the slapper going.
There you go. So
what happened?
So you can wear this bracelet around your wrist or arm. And then
put it on your wrist or ankle. You can put it on your boat. T-tops, your rocket launchers, anywhere, your nets, around your beer, wherever you want. It's just, it's always in the, when the man's like, where's your lobster gauge? You go, sir, it's right here. Proper measurements.
And you're good to go. So you can check this thing out. It's Lobster Lobster Slapper.
Lobster Slapper, the old slapper. Get slapped.
Yes, .com, I think, is the website, right?
Yeah, lobsterslapper.com.
But it's relatively new. You've had this a year or two maybe out there, but this was your first big show. Was it the Miami show? Is that
first
right?
Big show. Yes, sir. And we just got picked up here in Florida at five Bass Pro Shops. So that's our first big box store. So we're taking off. So it's
great. There you go.
Awesome, man. It's a cool product. It's a lot of fun. You can slap your friends, slap your wife, slap whoever you want.
Hey, now. I told you.
You'll get in trouble.
Multiple uses. For the lobster slapper.
It's under $10. It's a lobster gauge you'll keep forever. It doesn't rust. It's stainless steel with 100% silicone wrapped around that. So it doesn't rust.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, I tell you, you know, it's great when you go to a boat show and you see new little products like this. You're like, hey, this is a pretty ingenious idea. I think you got a winner there. And then what's cool, too, is Ray, is you're like a firefighter down in South Florida,
I'm a
right?
fireman of the city of Miami. Yes, sir.
Well,
I'm
God bless you.
Station 5. Man. Yeah. It's, you know, and it's a rough environment, so we got to find new avenues to get out of that.
Supplement the income a little bit. That's right, in between saving lives and things. So I think it's great that you do this, and you're an avid diver and that kind of thing, and you found a cool little niche.
Yes, sir.
Just wish you the best there, buddy. And
Thanks so much.
The Nautical Flea Market, by the way, in Isla Mirada, pretty big event. Is it going well today?
Huge event. Great. Yeah.
And people are picking them up, getting ready.
It might be busier than the Miami Boat Show. It's awesome.
All right. Well, I'll let you go so you can get back to selling them because you got to make more money.
I got a huge line here. We got to go.
Go. Enjoy.
All right,
go,
thank you, sir.
There you go. Go slap some divers or just people, whoever you want to do. See, you get away with it with a lobster slapper. I think it's that's a legal thing.
Greg, there's a controversy.
There is.
Yeah.
How so? What do you mean?
Barry.
Yeah. Barry, talk. You can talk now.
Tell Greg what you just told me.
Uh-oh.
I suggested this company when we were I was making our to-do list at the boat show. I saw this and said, "We got to check this out." And he looked at me like, "What? What do we have to do this for?" And I said, "You have to see this."
Okay. And that is not what I said. I said, "Let's go."
Wow.
I said, "Okay. God. What are you talking about?" Yeah. I didn't argue with you about that at all. I said, "Okay, that sounds good. We'll make our way towards it." So what's the problem? What are you saying?
Nothing. I just wanted to people to know
that you deserve credit for finding the lobster slapper at the Miami International Boat Show.
That's right. We may not have gone all the way over to that corner if I hadn't put it on the list of to-dos.
Okay. All right. Well, let's give Barry proper credit.
Good job, Barry.
How do you plan to lose? Well, not lose, because you won't. It'll be he's going to have it slapped around one of his appendages.
Right here.
And how do you plan to use your lobster slapper, Barry?
It's going to be slapped around my wrist when I'm diving, and that way I never get in trouble without having a lobster measuring device.
Yeah, you can't do that. They'll fine you big time if you don't have a measuring device, you know, when you're lobstering.
And don't forget your license.
Right. But, you know, we only got till the end of March, by the way. March 31st, lobster season closes down. So after March 31st, you can't really do much with your lobster slapper unless you find a creative way to combine it with your tickle stick and, you know, spice things up in the bedroom.
I definitely need one, Greg.
Easy.
I've lost like four or five
measuring devices, gauges.
Yeah.
He's lost.
In my garage. I don't know where the heck they are, but.
Yeah. What there, Barry, what'd you say?
I thought James had lost a couple of tickle sticks and a couple of those. What are the things you like?
You're not supposed to insert them.
But, I beg your pardon?
I've lost a camera.
Not supposed to insert those either.
Some ballast.
If you find gear out off Fort Lauderdale that's labeled James, please return to Scuba Radio.
Oh, it wasn't my camera.
Oh, well, that's good then.
He had stolen it from someone else and ironically lost it again.
It was a poor product rep, whose name we won't mention.
Okay. But I do think this is a pretty, you know, this is one of those products that you look and you go, gosh, I wish I would have thought of that. That's a great, great idea. I had an idea for a collapsible tickle stick years ago that I still think somebody could develop better. They have some of them available now. Like you go to a dive store in Florida, they do have like some that'll shrink down, like collapse to a certain level, but I mean truly collapsible,
like microscopic
tickles. Yeah, where you'd have it stuck in your BC pocket.
You could fit it onto a head of a pin,
maybe.
You mean an extendable antenna?
Correct. And
like if it's in cold water, it shrivels up.
Okay, now you're getting ridiculous. No, I like like an antenna, exactly what Barry was talking about. I always thought that would, I mean, maybe someone's done it, but nothing's caught on to that level where you could actually stick it in your BC pocket and forget about it until you needed it. Because, you know, if you're a looper, a lobster looper like me, you know, sometimes having an additional tickle stick comes in handy. You know, sometimes you can use your looper to tickle them out too, but sometimes it helps if you have an additional tickle stick. And then like when we go diving, you know, usually what happens, like CJ and I, or I should say the Lobster Slayer and Bug Boy, go down underwater as a team.
Great.
One
now,
of us.
Now everyone knows who we are.
The one will be a tickler and one will be a looper. And then if we need the tickle stick, we have it amongst our buddy team like that. So you can work that.
And we have a backup as a net.
Right.
Sometimes.
But if you had your own little tickle stick tucked away in your BC pocket and you had your gauge slapped on your wrist and your looper, you're a little bit more streamlined and ready to go, and ready for any situation.
Have it in a BC pocket or They make those rings where you can put them on the end of the tickle stick.
Yeah, you could do that.
But that's just another thing hanging off of you.
Yeah, no, I like this. I like this thing better.
Right.
What is it, a slap stick?
It's a lobster slap. That's what it is. Yeah, it's one of them. So I think it's a winner. Anything to make our lobster catching more efficient,
and
more streamlined.
And you could use it to spread mustard later.
You could, I guess, yeah.
In the boat, you're like, oh, God, I really wish I had some mustard.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you put an edge, you could put an edge on this thing and turn it into a dive knife. Ooh, and stab
it. Yeah, but then you don't want to be slapping that on your arm. You cut yourself up.
Why? I don't think so.
You cut yourself.
No, no.
Okay, you do it. Let me know how it works.
I want these sharks. Leave me alone.
You do it, and then we'll laugh so hard.
I think it would look great with a Scuba Radio logo on it.
Yes, I do, too. We may have to see about doing that. I got some other stuff we want to put a Scuba Radio logo on that I'm going to show you guys next.
Like hats.
Well, I already showed you those. These are shirts. So I got those to share with you next.
Yes.
It works great on the radio. Want me to do this? We'll see how it goes next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Here come a dog buddy, he be breathing so slowly, he swim to the float ball, he not one to linger, he say, I check you check me. One thing we do before we both jump in the sea, dive together right now in the sea.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. Also, Vinny Two Tanks, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Barry the Bugger, rounding out the crew as the Scuba Radio Scuba Squad online.
Dude,
now, what?
Dude, I haven't heard that one. That was cool.
You like that? Dive together?
Dive together.
Yeah, I think it was like a B-side of one of the Beatles. You didn't know they were divers, did you?
That's not the Beatles.
You don't think? It might be slightly...
Might be the Ruddles.
Ah, that's it.
What's next, Greg? Crustacean Universe?
Maybe. Could be. Could be. All right, look, Jared the Diver Guy, though, is at the DC Dive Show this weekend.
But don't let that stop you.
No. He announced his candidacy for president. I think we apologized for that earlier, didn't we?
No.
Oh. Well, we do now.
I think we actually endorsed him.
Yeah,
I did, personally.
I don't think that's on the record. However, to make up for that announcement, he has actually brought out some big guns at the DC Dive Show to join us on the show, and that would be Jill Heineth from, well, she's just like a tech diver, cave diver extraordinaire, and there she like dives under ice caps and all kinds of crazy stuff, and is a big player in the dive industry. I've been wanting to get her on the show for some time. Jill, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Thanks. Yeah, great to be with you.
Yeah, do you mean that? Oh, wait, you're with Jerry. Uh-oh. Yes, Jerry.
Yeah, I'm with the future dark ruler of the underworld, I understand.
Oh, boy. Yes. Hey, yeah.
Greg, hey. She's none of that stuff.
What do you mean she's none of
it? She's Superwoman, Greg.
Okay.
She's like Wonder Woman on steroids.
Well, this is true. She's a Wonder Woman of diving.
She has a big heart, too.
You're saying she has a deep voice.
No, she has a big heart.
Adam's apple.
Quit it. All right, so what do you mean, big heart? Why do you say she has a big heart?
She's super sweet.
Well, she, I know this. I've talked to her many times at the show.
She's not the evil overlord that you thought.
What kind of lies has he been spreading there, Jill?
Right,
oh, you just be quiet, okay? Jeez, I know you're a politician now.
Eat it, Greg.
Yeah.
She's signing my book, my own personal copy of her new book.
Okay, all right. Just be quiet already, will you? He's drunk, okay. Jill. I apologize for his presence at the DC Dive Show, but I hope that's not ruining your experience, is it?
No, he's keeping it lively.
Okay, that's a way.
She had a great presentation earlier. You missed it.
Yeah. You know, she just politely told you to get the hell away, Jerry. Did you not take the hint? All right,
talk
to me.
She's talking to me. What?
Yeah, okay, just quiet already. I want to talk to her, not you, you big dummy. All right, Jill, jeez. I apologize again for him. But what are you doing at the DC Dive Show? Fill us in.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm here to give a few presentations on cave diving, rebreather diving, and then I just showed my new film, Under Thin Ice.
Yes. Now, I've heard about this. I haven't seen it yet. So give me the lowdown on this this film. Is this a TV thing, or is it showing in theaters, or what exactly?
I actually just showed the TV cut of a feature-length documentary, and it hasn't been released in the U.S. yet. So it was a real sneak peek for everybody here at the Dive Show. It's just showing in some film festivals in the U.S. right now, but it will come to TV and DVD streaming and stuff later this year.
Excellent. Yeah. And this is actually you diving under which ice cap or whatever. Where is it?
So in Canada's Arctic, telling the story of climate change and filming belugas and narwhals and swimming with polar bears and walruses and all kinds of crazy animals.
Yeah, narwhals. You actually dived with narwhals, have you?
I did, yeah.
Wow, that's pretty cool. Yeah. Those are the coolest looking, craziest looking animals I have ever seen, I would say.
Yeah, they sure are.
Are they, can you get close to narwhals or?
It's tough. We actually have to snorkel with the narwhals because they don't particularly... Yeah, they don't like the bubbles, and so you can only kind of get footage on snorkel.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, so if you dive, are they like, do they like stab you or anything, or no?
No, they like jostle with each other, though. Like, they can fight violently with the tusks.
Yeah. Well, you know, when you see a narwhal, like just like a shark, you know, you hear a da-da, da-da on a shark with a narwhal. I bet you didn't know this, or maybe you heard this music when you saw the narwhal.
Narwhals swimming in the ocean, yeah. Causing a commotion,
right.
Cause they are so awesome.
That's true.
Narwhals, they are narwhals.
That's true.
Narwhals.
Just don't let them touch your balls.
Hey now.
Narwhals, they are narwhals. Narwhals.
In better safety, she's kebab.
I don't think that part is true, but...
Well, that may be the best underwater song ever. I love that.
You know, it is. It's not bad. And the fact that you've dove with... I think you're the first person I've ever talked to who's said they've dived with narwhals. I'm impressed. Yeah.
Hey, Greg.
Yes, Jerry.
The heart.
Say that again.
I thought one stabbed you in the heart.
Well, that was something else. That wasn't normal.
Brian Miller too.
Okay, Brian, who is the man behind the madness of the DC Dive Show. Jill, thank you for being on Scuba Radio. We're going to have to catch up with you again next time you're doing more stuff.
Hey, Jill's a real rock star in her presentation.
I have no doubt about it. So
get out and see it. It was fantastic.
Well, Brian, tell us, how has the show been going? I mean, from what Jerry said, despite his best efforts, it's going well from what I can tell.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, we had some entertainment. We had some real entertainment here today. We had some people with stilt walkers, and Jerry's walking all over the place on them. You know, he got up there. He's 6 foot tall.
Really? Jerry got up on the stilts and was walking around like the friggin' entertainment, huh?
Oh, yeah. 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 It was great.
Have you cut him off yet, by the way? You're getting close.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You know, it's legal here in Washington.
It is. Well, if you're a politician running for office, I mean, that's right. He makes the laws now, I guess. Okay. Regardless. Well, you know, I've been saying on the show today, it's good to get the report that things are going well up there at the DC Dive Show, and you appear to be doing a pretty good job at building this show up and hopefully turning it into a major player, especially maybe for next year. Maybe we'll get up there and bring the whole crew up if he doesn't ruin it for us. Okay. All right. Well,
Greg,
he hadn't ruined it yet. That's good.
We still have tomorrow, Greg.
That's right.
It's growing, Greg, and we need everybody to come out and support this show to keep it going.
Well, there you go.
It's growing real fast.
Well, nice.
It's doing great. We had a couple of thousand people here running around and well entertained.
Excellent. And it's dcdiveshow.com. Is that the website, Brian?
dcdiveshow.com. That'll do it.
Yeah. All right. There you go. And it'll be going on tomorrow up in the area there, too. And Jerry will probably be gone by then. Or probably in the tank, so to speak. So you probably won't see him tomorrow. More coming up. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio with me, Casey the Tobacco Nut, Barry the Bugger of any two tanks connected via the web, and also, Jill Heineth. I've been wanting to get her on the show for some time. It was nice to actually chat with her, even though it was brief. It was nice to finally connect with her. I see her at the dive shows all the time, and she's one of those people I've wanted to get on Scuba Radio for, at least the last 3 or 4 years.
Thank you, Heineth.
I'm proud he pronounced her name correctly.
She never heard that before, I'm sure, by the way. And I'm glad you didn't say that when she was
coming. I never claimed to be original.
Yes. What, are you taking lessons from Barry?
Just the best.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, so go ahead, Barry.
I apologize to you because I thought you said you didn't want to see the slapper, but you were talking about something else, so. I apologize. You were interested in it. I felt bad.
Okay.
Noted.
All right. Thank you, noted. Barry.
Jill dives under the ice caps. Barry dives under a watch cap.
I never looked at it like that.
Coincidence?
Yes. I think a total coincidence, actually. Okay. She's done some amazing things, though. She really has. I mean, just this new documentary she was referring to. I've read about it. I haven't seen it. But
no one has, except for the folks at the DC Dive Show.
No, that's not true. There's been some people that have seen it.
She said it was a sneak preview, didn't she?
Well, no, but she's been showing it around a little bit, at different events and things like that. But she also has a book. She has all kinds of crazy records. I mean, she's a major, major cave diver. Doing that stuff, and she is kind of like a Wonder Woman of diving. She's kind of in that category. Was that the Wonder Woman theme?
Of course it was.
Okay.
Wonder Woman.
I'm just guessing. There we
that
go.
That was now the old Wonder
All
Woman
the world
theme.
Is waiting for you.
Wow, sounds just like it. Not. All right, so anyway, obviously the booze is flowing here in Scuba Radio Happy Hour. We got more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Scuba diver, scuba, 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 scuba diver.
This is the world's first scuba. Radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba diver.
CJ Bubble Boy in the studio scuba, with me. Scuba. I am Greg the Dive Master. I got to ask you guys. I know I, you know, the squad too, and open this up to
no
the
comment.
Entire crew. How you guys feel about crabs?
I don't like them.
You don't like crabs?
I'm from Baltimore.
Which means what?
I'm supposed to like crabs, but no.
Really?
I like king crab legs.
Okay. How about horseshoe crabs? You know those things you see on the beach
sometimes?
You
can't eat those, can you?
Not a huge fan.
Well, I wouldn't eat them. I didn't say you had to eat it. I just said, how do you feel about them?
I do like fiddler crabs.
Oh, it's fiddler crab season.
Is it?
I yeah. think so.
I no,
shoot him
I,
now. Shoot him now.
No, I don't think that's what you do during
horseshoe crabs are some of the oldest creatures around.
Yes.
They have special blood that they use for research.
Right. Barry. What? Way to come through, Barry.
You've redeemed yeah. yourself.
So
he's got a red hat and he knows stuff.
Yeah, evidently. yeah, the horseshoe crabs are quite a thing. They do have some kind of special blood that is very, I don't know, very much in demand. And the Florida Wildlife Commission has put out a notice. They want you to report back to them, if you would, if you see horseshoe crabs mating, getting their freak on.
It is mating season now till the end of next month.
It is. And you know this why, Casey?
Because I just read my fish and wildlife report.
Okay. All right. Just checking. But yeah, the horseshoe crabs, they want to know if you see them, you know, if you see them getting their freak on, they want to know because.
Don't call it getting their freak on.
Well, I'm assuming they like it.
They're getting their crab on.
Okay, they're mating, and the
they're
Florida Wildlife
crab cakes.
The Wildlife Commission wants to know because they're trying to figure out if you know the population's getting better, if it's healthy, or they just want to cultivate a huge amount of horseshoe crab sex voyeurs.
Hmm.
Oh, couldn't they tag them like they do the sharks?
Well, maybe they could. I don't know, but they right now they just want you to tell them like, hey,
them if they're having sex. Okay.
Right. And tell them about
the crabs, Barry, the crabs.
And tell them about it.
Yeah. So if you see the horseshoe crabs, okay, just mating. Is that you feel better and more comfortable
That's
about?
That's better, yeah.
Would it make you uncomfortable? I mean, if you saw somebody on the beach, which is where you don't typically see horseshoe crabs underwater. I don't remember seeing horseshoe crabs on a dive.
I saw two horseshoe crabs on the beach.
I've seen them down. There's
Yeah. Go ahead.
There's a park down here in Miami called Matheson Hammock Park, and I saw them back when I was a kid.
Yeah.
We went out there for a...
They all hang out in the parks, you know.
Yeah.
And the truck stops.
No, but they are really cool to see because they are so, you know, they're ancient.
Yes. They're still around, well, you don't mean cool. They're cool to see them having sex. You mean they're just cool to see, period.
No, yeah. I mean,
does it make you uncomfortable when you see the horseshoe crabs having sex, Barry?
Only if they light a cigarette when they're done.
Yeah, okay. So, but, yeah, I don't know.
Barry, think.
I heard they make the fiddler crabs play.
He's preempting his own
job. That's awesome.
I'm so proud of him.
Wow. Yeah, learning has occurred.
Think, Barry, think.
Oh, golly. Yeah, I don't know. I you know, it's
self-correction.
The thing is, the Hershey
crabs.
The Hershey crabs.
No, ooh, the horseshoe crabs
got you flustered already.
No, the blood of the horseshoe crabs is very valuable, like Barry was saying earlier. They're saying it's like crazy valuable, like if you have horseshoe crab blood, the scientists use this for, you know, different studies and things, and I it was kind of scary that they put this out there, because then I thought, oh gosh, there's going to be a bunch of horseshoe crab, you know, vampires going after these things and selling them for their blood. Because I mean, it's what did I said, like they're what, like one horseshoe crab puts out like $1,500 worth of horseshoe crab blood or something. Did you see that too, Barry? And their blood is more valuable than gold, is what they're saying.
Is this a specialty served only in China or something?
No, no. It's like okay, for scientific purposes and things. They use this.
They have copper in their blood, and it makes their blood blue. And they use it for, I forgot, it was some kind of testing or something like that.
Right.
It's very specific that only their blood will work. So they actually harvest the blood for them. They don't hurt them. They obviously don't take all the blood out.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. So that's why they want to know if there's, you know, I guess if they're doing well.
Yeah. CJ's like, what are you blushing?
He's absolutely
Hershey crab, you know, sex talk.
Bubble boy is making inappropriate jokes that I cannot repeat.
I don't think those are jokes. They're more like observations.
Okay.
Anyway, so be on the lookout for the horseshoe crabs. Have you ever seen one while you're diving? I haven't.
No.
I did have a friend down in South Florida. He caught the biggest slipper lobster he's ever caught in his entire life. He showed a picture on Facebook, and it was a
so
monster.
Good.
But they look disgusting, though. Let's be real.
A slipper lobster.
Shovel nose lobster.
They're just making that up.
No, that's what they're called. Bubble boy.
They look mostly like a cockroach,
right?
But they are better than the spiny lobster.
You think they taste better than spiny lobster?
I caught one once. And it's not easy to detail them either.
Don't they call those Spanish lobsters?
No. Spanish lobsters have a bunch of spots all over them. Spotted Spanish lobsters. And they're usually smaller than your, you know, regular spiny lobster in Florida.
That's how they make spotted dick.
No, I don't think that's accurate. But the shovel nose lobster is generally smaller as well. They're not usually as big as what this guy caught. And actually, they're fairly plentiful in Florida. I don't even think they closed down the season on slipper lobster. Are you with me on this, Barry? I think that's right.
Yeah, they don't. But, I mean, I don't know why they say they're plentiful, because I don't see them that often.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, because they're very hard to see.
They are dumber than the regular lobster. You can go right up and pick them up.
Yeah.
And by the time they figure out that they have a hand around them and start going crazy, you've already got them in the bag.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very common to see slipper and or shovel nose lobsters on a night dive.
Know where they see them.
They taste better than spiny lobster?
Well, that's what Barry just said. Yeah. He thinks they're doing.
Oh, come on, Barry.
But they're not very big. That's generally they're much smaller. So there wouldn't be a lot of meat unless you're catching one of these big monster ones like this guy caught this week, and he was showcasing it on Facebook. And I was like, wow.
Or a bunch of little ones.
Well,
The one that I caught was fairly large. It was the same size as a regular a spiny lobster.
But it wasn't small. But to clean the tail was more difficult than a Florida spiny lobster?
It's got a heck of a hard shell. It is hard to get the tail off. It is.
Yeah.
Do you measure them the same way?
You don't have to, because they don't have a season.
Yeah, you don't have to. There's nothing to them.
But
I don't know why they say they're...
Well, that's the same with the Spanish spotted Spanish lobsters, which are generally smaller and much more plentiful, especially in Florida. But you know, basically, if you clean those, they're kind of like big, you know, big shrimp. That's about as big as they get.
Scrumpus.
Yeah, well, the slipper lobsters don't have antennas either, so they're harder to spot. They just look like a rock.
They do. That's or right. A giant cockroach crawling over the reef.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, and they have these in California waters too, I believe, don't they, Vinny? I've seen them in. I know I've seen a bunch in the like Long Beach Aquarium, the Aquarium of the Pacific. They have this lobster display, and they have these cockroach looking lobsters in the California waters, right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't think I've seen that.
Okay, then it's just me.
Greg, I know that you are a liar.
He makes them sound so appetizing.
Yeah, well, they do. They look like, I think they're deep water lobster in California. Maybe they're in deeper water, but I know they have them. It's very similar to the what we have in here and off the coast of Florida. But I don't remember if I've... I know I've eaten one before, and I thought, yeah, it tastes like a lobster, but I didn't think it was anything special. And it looks
it
so disgusting.
Like an old shoe.
No, it does. It depends on how you cook it. But, you know, you got to start with, you know, thinking like, hey, this thing looks like a cockroach. And, you know, it doesn't act like a cockroach. You know, lobsters, you know, their bottom dwellers eat off the bottom. You know, they all eat the same crap, which it doesn't make it very appealing in that sense. More coming up.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explorer Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explorer Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explorer Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This is better than porn. It's like porn and Shark Week combined.
He's got no legs to kick it with, and he's got no arms to swim with. But nonetheless, he is a scuba diver man, and he's doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man, doing the best he can.
Scuba diver man.
Scuba diver man.
Scuba diver man.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Yeah, I like this, don't you? Okay. Scooby-Doo, that is me. You know, did you ever watch that cartoon and think it was had a whole scuba thing going on?
You look
on?
More like Shaggy.
No.
Never? Scooby, get it? Scooby-Doo? No, guess not. All right, anyway, this is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. A new some new research came out this week to again prove that MPAs work. Yeah, there was a, I think it was off the coast of Hawaii, that a no-take zone was expanded, and the fishermen were freaking out, you know, because, you know, you're talking about their fishing grounds, and you can understand, we have this happen in Florida, where we're based out of all the time, but around the islands of Hawaii, they expanded a marine protected area, but they just completed some big, big research to show what proponents of these MPAs have said for years, is that when you close down, like, say, 10% of an area to fishing, that these the remaining 90% benefits tenfold, because you've created a spot where the fish can go and kind of recuperate, build up their stocks.
And that's where all the horseshoe crabs go.
Maybe.
I know, you'd have to talk to them. Greg, how do they know where to go?
What, the crabs?
Anything that's protected.
They secrete an enzyme. And
they figure it out.
The mucous membrane.
They use Google Maps.
Yeah, it has to do with membranes.
Yeah. No, you know what? It's just one of those things. When you think about it, it kind of makes sense. Like, if they have a place to go to where they can recover,
hold
where
on,
they're
everybody,
not
everybody
suffering from the impact of being fished out. Okay, like, in, you know, I guess this would apply to lobsters too. That's why we have a season. They give them a few months to recuperate while they're, you know, having babies and that kind of thing, and hopefully keeping the fish stocks up. And they manage it in Florida that way. But these
fish stocks,
MPAs, these marine protected areas, it does. The research is bearing out what the hypothesis was, which is if you close down 10%, the remaining 9% does that much better. And
90%.
That's what I said.
You said 9.
No, you said 9.
That's a
lie.
9.
Yeah.
9.
But you know what? Common sense tells you that too.
Well,
that's what they say about Cuba.
What do you mean?
Cuba's they blocked off an area, and then they realized that by protecting an area, it just caused all the areas around it to get better.
Exactly. And that's the thing. And then, you know, the fishermen actually, how they tracked it, they realized that, you know, they do monitor the commercial fishing catch in the area, and it actually has went up over the last few years, even though the marine protected area has been expanded. So, you know, the fishermen initially were freaking out, going, hey, you can't take away our fishing grounds. This is our livelihood. And you can understand that argument, especially from their perspective. But time has shown through the research that in the long run, it actually benefits the fishermen much, much more than they may have initially
Greg,
realized.
Greg, you've been to Cuba, right?
I have.
Did you dive? Did you dive the southwest part of the island?
I did, yeah.
So what'd you see?
Fish.
Okay.
Yeah, in Cuba.
Right,
I saw a bunch of fish.
Well, it's kind of like the show then.
What do you mean?
What?
If we
well,
cut
we don't
off
do
10%?
The show Sunday through Friday, so it's better next week.
I don't think your math is right there, is it?
Hot buttered crazy.
Huh. No, I'm thinking, you know, when you take the Scuba Radio Squad, if you like cut out 10% of it, would it actually make the remaining 90% better?
Only one way to find out.
Hey. Which 10%?
Casey, goodbye.
Oh.
Except how do you do your math?
Wow, you've got voted three off the island just like that.
How do you divide up to three? Because there's only three people on now.
Yeah, I think that this is where Kristen, the axe-throwing mermaid, comes into play.
I have to say, Greg, but the show's not the same without Walt.
Well, that's true. Yeah, Walt had a commitment today. He couldn't join us. Yeah.
What was her name?
It was the drunken sailor. He had came out from under
the pier.
That's
you know
true.
You were talking about Doc. You were talking about crabs, Greg. I thought you were going to talk about what you wanted to have for dinner last week.
Yes. Well, we actually changed our plans. We you know I was going to have king crab.
McDonald's was closed.
No, at the Rustic Inn, famous place there in South Florida. But we ended up going to a steak place instead. Really nice place. Tropical Acres.
Yeah, another famous place.
Yeah, Tropical Acres is where all Tropical the old Acres. Farts go.
That's what the best food is.
Yeah, it is. It was really, really good. So it was an excellent steak. But yeah, I don't know. They may have, seafood and fish stuff as well, but I got steak. It was good. So next time, king crabs. But I don't know, after one or
so you went down to Miami and you were in the Keys and you didn't get seafood.
Oh, of course. I had my blackened fish sandwich, my mahi. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. But
coupons for the Olden Corral.
No, that's not true.
22 topping potato bar.
I pay full price now that I'm over 55. I get the discount 24/7.
Ah.
Yep. Thank you. You're welcome.
So we have that to look forward to.
Anyway, so the MPAs are working is a good thing. There's some talk about them expanding this in Florida, too. But what we got to keep in check is, like, you know, sometimes there's talk of them banning diving in the area. And divers don't have an effect like that. No. As long as you don't take. That's the thing. There are no take zones, not no dive zones.
Whoa,
that's
hey, where look we at draw the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, but anyway, we'll wrap it up on that for this week. And remember, vote Jerry. If you're crazy.
Take that.
Yeah. And on that note, we'll wrap it up. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down.
Underwater.
Downwater.
What the hell's wrong with you? Get it right, CJ. Jeez. There's our 10% that we got to cut.
Thanks.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.